CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 7th of May 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB coronation activities. RSGB insurance. Tonight at 8, webinars. The RSGB has released some updates about its planned coronation activities. Firstly, a personalised RSGB Coronation QSL card is now available within the Coronation web pages. You can simply enter your call sign and print it off. Following the recent issue of GB23BAA to BZZ by Ofcom, the BConnect activity registration is now open. If you go to the BConnect web page, you will find a registration section which will guide you through the process. Finally, it's now possible for individual radio amateurs and clubs to register to use the GB23C call sign between the 10th of May to the 30th of June. Details can be found on the Golf Bravo 23 Charlie web page. For further information on these and all the other coronation activities being led by the RSGB, go to rsgb.org/coronation. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance have now been renewed for the year to April 2024. Club insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. You will need to log in to obtain your certificate. Beacon and Repeater insurance certificates are available for an admin fee of £12 from the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The RSGB's May Tonight at 8 webinar is not in its usual slot on the first Monday of the month. To accommodate the two bank holidays, the live webinar will be on Monday the 15th of May instead. Put the date in your diary for an interesting presentation by Jack Purdom, W8TEE, and Al Peter, AC8GY, on the T41EPALPS, a high-performance CW decoder. Matthew, M0MZB from Calderbridge in Cumbria, has become a SOTA mountain goat in impressive style. He reached the 1,000 activation point threshold with an overnight activation of high style, G/LD012, in the English Lake District. Matthew set up overnight camp on the summit of the Long Ridge above the western shore of Lake Buttermere. He operated both on VHF and HF and made a summit-to-summit contact with Alex Hill, G7KSE, who was on the Dent summit, G/LD045. Since getting involved in summits on the air, Matthew's expeditions have left many radio amateurs in awe. He's conducted many multi-summit expeditions without motorised transport, traversing between summits entirely on foot or by bicycle. Upon reaching the coveted mountain goat status, Matthew commented, "SOTA has given me new ideas for my little expeditions and has put me in touch with lots of new friends. The challenge of mountain goat has included many facets, from learning CW to antenna building, from battery technology to fishing poles." For more information about summits on the air, visit www.sierraoscartangoalpha.org.uk. Pubs and Clubs on the Air is taking place on the 12th, 13th and 14th of May. If you or your radio club or society is interested in taking part and operating a station, please email golf1papauniformvictor@yahoo.co.uk or visit the golf6tangowhiskey.co.uk website. Mills on the Air weekend will take place on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of May. For more information or to register to take part, visit www.deltadeltaalfaromeosierra.net or contact millsontheair@gmail.com. And now for details of rallies and events. Dartmoor Radio Rally is taking place today at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. Usual bring and buy, trader stands, refreshments and free parking are available. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admissions £2.50. The Bray Head Rally will take place on Sunday the 14th of May. The venue will be Bray Head Arena Foyer, 150 King's Inch Road, Renfrew. G, that's Glasgow, 51, 4BN. Retro Tech UK, hosted by the British Vintage Wireless Society, will take place on Sunday the 21st of May. The venue will be Sports Connection, Leamington Road, Ryton-on-Dunsmore, Coventry, postcode Charlie Victor 8, 3 Foxtrot Lima. This large annual vintage technology fair will feature up to 200 indoor stalls. Private sellers, clubs and dealers will offer vintage items including radio, television, hi-fi, vinyl, 78s, gramophones, telephones, communications equipment, spare parts and much more. There will also be a bring and buy area and free parking is available. The event is open to everyone and general admission from 10:30 a.m. is £10. Early entry from 9 a.m. costs £25. For more details, contact Jeremy, G8MLK, via email to Juliet Echo Zulu Zulu Echo Romeo 3 at hotmail.com or by phone on 07799 110 080, or visit www.romeo-echo-tango-romeo-oscar-tango-echo-charlie-hotel-uniform-kilo.com. The Barry Amateur Radio Society also takes place on Saturday the 27th of May. The venue will be Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 645 Sierra Papa. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. for the public and 7:30 a.m. for traders. Free parking is available on-site. For more information, contact Steve on 07368 140 7905. Now the special event news. Today is the last chance to work special call sign 5 Foxtrot 15 Sierra India Alpha, which is active to promote Morocco's International Exhibition of Agriculture. QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to CN8WW. Oscar Tango 2023 Echo Papa India Charlie is the special call sign for the Pajottenland Radio Amateur Club in Belgium to promote the 6th Antwerp Port Epic Cycling Race. Look out for activity until the 21st of May. Special call sign Golf Bravo 4 Victor Lima Bravo will be active on the 20th and 21st of May from the Volunteer Life Brigade Watch House in Tynemouth as part of the SOS Radio Week. The station will be operating support of the Volunteer Life Brigade, RNLI, and National Coast Watch Institution. For more information, visit qrz.com, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the DX news. Today is the last chance to work Casimir DL2SBY, who is active as 8 Quebec 7 Kilo Bravo in the Maldives. He's operating CWSSB in FT8 and FT4 with a focus on the 30, 17, 12, 10 and 6-meter bands. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or direct to his home call. PSTAR HA5AO will be active as 5 X-ray to India from the shores of Lake Victoria, Uganda, until Wednesday the 10th of May. He will operate CW, SSB and FT8 on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via HA5AO's OQRS page is preferred. Juliet X-ray 1, Hotel X-ray Zulu /6 is active from Kuoshima, AS024, until Monday the 8th of May. You will operate CW, SSB, RITI, FT8 and FT4 on the HF and 6-meter bands, QSL via the Bureau, and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, the Wirt All Britain 7 MHz phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using phone on the 40-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number, and Wirt All Britain Square. Also today, the ARI International DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC. Using CW, RITI and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations get their province code. And still today, the 10 gigs trophy contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC using ALMOS on the 10 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And what's more, the UK Microwave Group low band contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC today using ALMOS on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. There's more. The 432 megs to 245 gigs contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC using ALMOS, extensive signal report, serial number, locator. Tuesday, the 9th of May. The 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77s band, the extensive signal report, serial number and locator. And as usual, on the same day, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now, Wednesday, the 10th of May, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's reported 4-character locator. And the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's reported 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Now, Thursday the 11th. The 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 14th, the 70 megs CW contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC using CW on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 14th, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Wave Contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using ALMOS on the 24, 47 and 76 GHz bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 4th of May, 2023. Next week, we will see the sun presenting with four large sunspot groups that are rotating to be Earth-facing, so look out for trouble. Just as the UK weather takes a turn for the worse, we expect the space weather to be unpredictable too. active regions, 3293, 3294, 3296, and 3297, look dark and are looming large on the sun's face. Region 3293 emitted an M7.2 class solar flare on the 3rd of May, which the Space Weather Prediction Center reported was likely due to an intensification of the magnetic field within the spot group. The flare caused some degradation of the ionosphere, but nothing too serious. However, the Space Weather Prediction Center now predicts that further flares could follow, perhaps even a strong X-class flare, which could have more serious effects. If an X-class flare occurs in daylight over the UK, we can expect the HS bands to be effective in what is known as a sudden ionospheric disturbance or Dellinger fade-out. This could see the lower HF bands shut down due to extreme ionization in the D layer, only for the band to return to normal over a period of minutes to an hour. More worrying is the fact that the flare could spark a coronal mass ejection, CME, which, if Earth-directed, could cause the KP index to rise, MUS to drop, and bring auroral activity for a few days after the CME. So keep an eye on solarham.net for updates. Meanwhile, the Solar Flux Index, or SFI, remains in the 150s, and this looks set to continue. The United States Air Force predicts that the SFI will start the week at 152 and then dip slightly before reaching 170 by the 12th of May. It also predicts that geomagnetic conditions will be settled once we get past this weekend, which could see the KP index rise to 4. These unsettled conditions may be due to a coronal hole, which became Earth-facing on Thursday. Propagation-wise, F2 layer maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path have struggled to exceed 21 to 24 MHz during daylight hours as we head towards summer. The season is characterized as having lower MUS during the day, but these tend to be maintained into the hours of darkness. Meanwhile, sporadic E might spring some surprises to pass over 800 to 2,200 km on 14 to 28 MHz with very strong signals and rapid fading. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The weather pattern is taking a change to unsettled as we move through this first May weekend, with low pressure dominating the charts and throwing out active weather fronts across the country. This will produce some quite heavy rain at times and perhaps even some thundery activity. This bodes well for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. This pattern extends well into next week, eventually changing from a southwesterly to a northwesterly, followed by a building ridge of high pressure to bring a temporary hint of tropo to the end of the week. This opens more exotic modes to consideration, that is, meteor scatter and possible aurora, but these are very much outliers to the main interest at this time of year, which is sporadic E. The season has nominally started, and daily blogs are being added to the website propquest.co.uk, which describe the more likely regions to find sporadic E opportunities. This unsettled weather pattern brings a useful bonus in that it is often associated with jet stream activity. The whole period offers several jet streams across Europe, a positive start for the new sporadic E season, since jet streams are often associated with the location of sporadic E activity. Moon declination is low and falling, reaching minimum next Tuesday. EME moon windows will be short, perigee is Thursday, so when you do have a view of the moon, path losses will be low. 144 MHz sky noise is high, reaching over 3,200K late on Monday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org, and Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See Hotel Romeo November.world. Now for news for my area of the Southwest. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club, in partnership with South Bristol Radio Club, is holding a special event to commemorate the loss of Flight 777A on the 1st of June 1943. The event has been granted the rare call sign Golf Bravo 80 Alpha Golf Bravo Bravo. The station will be active from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 30th of May, to Saturday, the 3rd of June, on the 20 and 40 metre bands, and on the Southwest DMR Cluster, Talk Group 950. For more information, see qrz.com or email Golf Bravo 80 Alpha Golf Bravo Bravo at Golf Bravo 7 Bravo Sierra .com. And North Bristol Amateur Radio Club will also be operating with the special call sign Golf Bravo 0 Alpha Sierra Hotel from Ashton Windmill on the 13th and 14th of May as part of the Mills on the Air weekend. The station will be active on the 40 and 20 metre bands as well as on the Southwest Classer via time slot 1, Talk Group 950. Next Saturday from 9 a.m. and next Sunday from 9:30 a.m, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be active for Mills on the Air weekend. Contact is inquiries at sierra-bravo-alpha-romeo-charlie.co.uk. And Swindon Amateur Radio Club will, on Thursday, be meeting at Pine Trees Community Centre from 7:30 p.m. Now for South Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 until 9 p.m. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Club has access for disabled visitors. Newport Amateur Radio Society has, on Thursday, a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club, Cymru, has now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, 1st of November, Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. The club meets every other week on a Monday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. The next meeting will be on Monday, the 15th of May, 2023, at the new location. The club has a D-Star net on DCS 002B on Tuesday evening from 8 p.m. There's an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 MHz lower sideband at 7:30 p.m. And the contact is Chris, 2 Whiskey 0 Oscar Golf Yankee on 07473-630-005. And a new one, Uskside Amateur Radio Club, meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Bowles Centre, Gleeblands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 19 at 7 Hotel Foxtrot. New members are welcome. On Mondays, the club has a net via GB3YA from 7:30 p.m. and the contact is MikeAlphaTango.KinoNovemberIndiaGolfHotelTango@gmail.com. That's Matt with one T, dot Knight with a K, at gmail.com. And Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society members will be operating from Crickley Hill on Monday. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.